table. I'm first, and then there are Mark. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said by Hesbet that if it's Mishum Yikardim, that the second Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina if it's Yikard Chai, Yikard Shkivi? So one Nafkamina is that the Mei says, I don't want. The other Nafkamina is Lapukim Miyoshim. So Pashup Shat, Lapukim Miyoshim, the way Rashi learns and the way the Ran also learns, is that it means that if it's covered a Meis, then we are Meisi from the Yoshim. The Torah what the Meis doesn't want. The Meis wants the Hesbet, then if it's covered a mace, we're mitzi from the Yashim. But if it's covered a chayim, then we're not mitzi from the Yashim, because the Yashim don't want. The Yashim don't want. What was Rashi Lashim? Yeah, Rashi doesn't say. Yeah, Pashim Shad is it. If they don't want, it's their covered, they don't want. So the Rani has Temu, Dimishim Yikar Dechayim Nami, Dimishim Yikar Dechayim Nami Havilon, if it's as covered ha-chayim, we should still be mitzi from the Yoshim. What do I care that the Yoshim don't want? The Yoshim not the sum total of the Mishpacha. The Mishpacha is broader than the Yoshim. You have the Pekam Mishpacha, you have the Pekam of the Mishpacha at large. So why isn't Kedaminim Ha-Mepeik Ha-Mecheperis, Ka-Mimecha, Yomakim Kivah, Yomakim Hespeide, which we saw in the Tosis earlier, the whole Mishpacha can come and has a stake in the where the mace is buried and how the mace is buried, presumably. So why can't we be made to the Yoshim on behalf of the Mishpacha as a whole? So he has two answers. The first answer is that maybe the Yoshim only have a stake in it says over there, there was a family Mokum Hespet where they would like it was a special amphitheater where they had the Hespedim for the family. So that's a mokum kriya. So the family has a stake in that. But in the particular, in the hesped itself, the family doesn't have a stake, and therefore the family can't be mitzi that from the yorshim. Oyef shalaymar. Alternatively, says the Ran, shemash amru lapukim yorshim, ha'istin niskokin lekufon bizman shehein v'chol bnei hamishvacha mispaisin badova. Oh, it's in a chrami. The Bnei Mishpacha could be mitzi from the Yoshim. The Gemara that says that if it's covered a chayim, we're not mitzi for the Yoshim. We're talking about a case where neither the Yoshim nor the Mishpacha at large are interested in having a hesped. They didn't like that guy anyway. So none of the Mishpacha want to have a hesped. So then, based on washes their hands of it, unless it's Mishum Yikar Deshchivi. Because the mace wants a hesped. Nobody in the family is interested. So that's what the Gemara means. If it's covered a meisim, so we meisim from the mishpacha, we meisim from the yoshim. If it's covered a chayim don't care. So we're not going to have, we won't be meisim, and so on. So I just want to point out one thing. It's mavua here in Ran that the mishpacha as a whole could be meisim if the mishpacha wants a hesped, and if it's covered a chayim. So the mishpacha can be mitzi from the yoshim the money for the hesped. Since the mishpacha wants a hesped, and there's a pagam mishpacha for the mishpacha as a whole, so the mishpacha could be mitzi from the yoshim the money for the hesped. So I don't understand. What claim do the mishpacha have on the yoshim that the yoshim should pay for the cover of the mishpacha? If the mishpacha feels that they're covered, it's at stake. So let the mishpacha as a whole, let them make a collection. Let the mishpacha as a whole pay for the cover of the mishpacha. Mele the mace. I understand why the mace is a claim on the yoshim. If it's covered on mace, the mace is a claim on the yoshim. Why does the mace have a claim on the yoshim? Because he left them all his money. So he has a claim. I said yesterday. I mentioned yesterday. Reb Shimon says that. But Reb Shimon just says that that's implicit in these gemaras. Not like some it's implicit in all of these halachas. That the mace, even though the mace bequeaths all of his property to the Yoshim, he retains in his property a right to those things that he needs as a mace. So even though the mace was yashed all of his nechasim to the Yoshim, but those things that the mace needs for to have a proper burial, that the mace retains. So the mace has a claim on the Yoshim because the mace left the Yoshim money. But the mishpacha, what claim does the mishpacha have on the money? Neither of the mace. The mishpacha lechayr, what claim does the mishpacha have on either the money of the mace or the money of the yashim? The mishpacha wants to have their covered, so pay for it. Why do they have a claim on the yashim? I don't understand exactly what's going on in this rab. I mean, lechayr we have to say. I don't understand it exactly, but lechayr we have to say that since the mace left his money to the yashim, and therefore the haitzois of the funeral are now on the yorshim, because they're going to be paid out of the nechasim of the meis. So the family has a right to demand of the yorshim that they use the money of the meis to give a funeral to the meis and a hesped to the meis that will befit the covet of the family. In other words, the mashal, if the meis didn't leave any money, then in the chanami, I don't think the family would have a claim on the yorshim. But here, the meis left money. That money is going to be used to cover the expenses of the funeral. So the family can say, look, you have the mace, you're the yashim, you have the money of the mace. That money is going to be used for the funeral. So don't be cheap on the hesped, because we have a stake in the hesped too. So therefore, we could demand that you use that money for a proper hesped. At the end of the day, I don't understand entirely either. So if they feel that way, so let them pay for it. Still sure. I don't know entirely, but lechayr it has to be. It's important also going forward into the Ramah, we'll see in a second. But the Chor, you have to say that at the end of the day, what makes the Yashim special is they have the money of the mace. The money of the mace is earmarked as much as is necessary for the funeral. And therefore, even though Hesped is covered a Chayim, it's not covered a mace at all, it's covered a Chayim, but still at all, the Hesped is part of the funeral. And the Bnei HaMishpacha can come to the Yashim and say, you have to give a funeral out of the Nechut Nechsei HaMace that should befit the covered of the Mishpacha, shouldn't be a Pgam Mishpacha.
Ron, does make sense because the Yorshim can't be mochel on their kavod to be mechayev others, right? Their mechila is now being mechayev of the kamishbacha, so maybe that's the mechanism it's working from.
But at the end of the day, it's kavod hamishbacha. So kavod hamishbacha, why? So kavod hamishbacha, let the mishbacha pay. Has to somehow work this way. Be'etzim, it's on the yashim. It's not be'etzim. The funeral is not on the mishpacha, because be'etzim the funeral comes out of the dmei mace. The mace pays for the funeral. The mei mishpacha can be kai for the yashim, but they shouldn't be cheap with the dmei mace. They should have a hesped too, because the mishpacha will be affected by how the yashim treat the mace. Anyway, a kapanim is a makamim over here. So just to know the that's to know this is a makamim. What claim does the mishpacha have on the demeha mace? But at the end of the day, I still think this is not a poshut. Even if the Iran, if the yashim did not have any money from the mace, I don't think the mishpacha would have a claim on the yashim. What claim would the mishpacha have on the yashim? If the yashim don't have demeha mace, then the yashim are just mishpacha the same as everybody else. Let's see. I want to take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah is very fascinating. You had your hand up with that.
Would it be the same, just like if the mace didn't give them the mace and the yorshim any money,
yeah.
Would it be the same thing that if the mace said, the mace and the yorshim both agree that they don't want a hesped, and then the mishpacha said that they want one? Would that be the same?
Well, for a different reason. If the mace and the yorshim both say they don't want a hesped, so it says b'feirush in Ran, that if it's covered a chayim, then the bnei mishpacha can be kai for the yorshim. That's enough to be in the way. The Gemara says
if
that's the first case. If the Mace said loy ba'ino and the mishpach. Oh no, you're right. They didn't say the fairest.
Yeah,
but I think then they would be a Mace from the Yashim. Because even though the mace doesn't want, it's not covered a mace, it's covered a chayim. The covered a chayim means the covered of the whole is connected to the covered of the whole mishpacha. And the whole mishpacha says the Ran, the whole mishpacha can be claimed for the yashim. Why can they be claimed for the yashim? Because the yashim are paying for the funeral. What does the Ran say? The Ran, my rather. If you have a Ramah, you should have it open. Yiboyles, meini koi de chayi koi de shchivi. My nafkimino to omeloi to spedula hu gamma. Yamit koi de chayi ulaf kolkimine, il yamit koi de shchivi, omeloi bino yikor. Inami ulafukim yoshim. Says the Rama as follows. It's going on the second nafkimino in the Gemara. Lafukim yoshim. Says the Ran, what does that mean? La pukim yoshim mi memoino ditu schar de saftoni. Can we might see from the yoshim, from their own money, schar saftoni? I amet yikar de chayehu, if it's covered a chayim. Afal gav de le shovik avuin memoino mafkine minayim. Even though there was no estate, we'd still be might see from the yoshim, from their own pocket, for covered a chayim to pay for the hesped. El yamet yikar de shchiviyu. But if it's only covered hames, so le mafkiminayu, then we won't be maitzi from the mace. For covered hames, we'll be maitzi from the nichs mace. But if the mace didn't leave any nechasim, we're not going to be maitzi from the yashim's pocket for covered hames. That's what we're going to the Gemara. If I can't it's just the opposite to the way Rashi and the Rambam are pshat in the Gemara. Rashi in the Rambam Pshat in the Gemara, the simple Pshat in the Gemara, is when we say, when the Gemara says Nafkimino Lapukim Yoshim, it means if it's covered a mace, we are Maisi from the Yoshim. And if it's covered a Chayim, we're not Maisi from the Yoshim. Because the Yoshim are the Chayim. And if they don't want, they don't want. The Rama learns Pshat in the Gemara just the opposite. If it's covered a mace, we're not Maisi from the Yoshim. If it's covered a Chayim, then we are Maisi from the Yoshim. So, but then he has to explain. Kavod HaMeis, we're not Meitzi from the Yoshim. Why wouldn't we Meitzi from the Yoshim for Kavod HaMeis? It's the Meis' estate. Says the Rav, no, we're talking about a case where there was no estate. The Meis didn't leave any money. So now we have to go into the Yoshim's pocket. For Kavod HaMeis, we don't go into the pockets of the Yoshim. For Kavod HaChai, we go into the pockets of the Yoshim. I'm not sure exactly what's driving this Pshat in the Ramah. Like, why is it saying such a Chiddush of Pshat? But let's just think what it means. The Ramah learns Pshat in the Gemara. A kavod, we're talking about where the mace died without penniless. And now, the yoshim have money. So for kavod, a mace without money from the yoshim. Because the mace has no claim on the yoshim's money that happened elsewhere. But for kavod achayim, we're going to be mace from the mace. Excuse me, for kavod achayim, we'll be mace from the yoshim, from their own money. So, first of all, obviously the first question here is who exactly are the Chayim according to the Rama, who are the Chayim in Kovod HaChayim? It can't mean the Kovod of the Yoshim L'chor. It can't be the Kovod of the Yoshim themselves. That doesn't make any sense. For the Kovod of the Yoshim, we might see from the Yoshim. They don't want it. Rashi's right. If the Yoshim don't want it, so why are we worried about Kovod of Yoshim? Elamai, it means the kavod of the, what could it mean? Kavod of the mishpacha. So it means that for the kavod of the mishpacha, we're maitzi from the yashim, from their own pocket. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? For the kavod of the mishpacha, we're maitzi from the yashim, from their own pocket. Why are they, what claim do the yashim have on money that, it was bad enough in the Ran where we said the Mishpach has a claim on the Yoshim from the estate. Even that we had trouble understanding, because even though the estate is moved to the funeral, but only for the mace, not for the Tzrochei HaChayim, not for the covenant of the Mishpach. But we had to somehow say, but still in all, since the funeral comes out of the estate, so and it affects the Mishpach, so the Mishpach has a claim that the estate should pay for a nice funeral with a hesed. But here we're talking about where there is no estate. If there's no estate, so it means these yoshim, they're really not yoshim, but they didn't actually yashin anything. So what claim do the mishpacha have? So what are the yoshim? The yoshim are just relatives. They're close relatives. And there's other relatives. So what, the mishpacha has a claim on the yoshim, that the yoshim should pay for a hesped for the kavod of the mishpacha? That certainly makes no sense. The yoshim are just mishpacha. I mean, they may be closer mishpacha because they happen to be, you know, maybe the yoshim are children or they're brothers, and the mishpacha is just an aunt and an uncle. So it says halacha that the uncle has a claim on the brother, that let's say just because they're more closely related. So we feel we have a covet, we have a stake in the covet of the in our covet. So therefore, the Yorshim, the closer relative should pay so that the further relative should have a covet. Doesn't make any sense at all. I don't think it could be in their Amma. I think he's lost his thing, he actually anything. I forgot the Shadok of Vuin Mimayna. I don't want to be an intermediate case, but he says the father leave any money. Father left no money, so what with one of the Sunnachav, Yoshim doesn't mean that they're their relatives, they're close relatives. So what is it for the covenant of Mishbach or Mitzi from the Yoshim? So what is it? Can't be the covenant of the Kravim, can't be the covenant of the Yoshim themselves, the Yoshim know what? Can't be the covenant of the Mishbacha, because it doesn't make any sense to say that the Mishbacha have a claim on the Yoshim. So who's the covenant of Chai?
We see that it's the covenant of the whole Mishbacha that there shouldn't be an embarrassment that there's no Hesper.
Okay, so let them pay for it.
And that the money came from the...
The money, the Mace didn't leave any money. The money's coming out of the pockets of the Yoshim. Their own personal money. So their own personal money. So the uncle has a right, that has a claim that the son should take his own personal money and to have a hesped. If the uncle feels so strongly about it, so the uncle be mishtaf.
But if there's going to be a hesped, then there's going to be a karad chai. Like there's going to be more kavod for the ones, for the relatives that are closer.
So maybe they should make a proportional, like a progressive tax. You know, looking at your degree of relation, that's how much you have to chip in. But the uncle doesn't pay anything. Why? If he's, again, in the Rambam, we also had that problem. But the Rambam wasn't. The Rambam was much. It was a share, but only a little bit share. The Rambam was talking about there was an estate, and the estate is paying for the hesped. So somehow the Rambam feels that the mishpach has a right, has a claim on the estate, that there should be a bakavod the hesped. But here there is no estate. So stop, the mishpach has a claim on the yoshim. I don't think it makes any sense. So what's left? What alternative might there be if it's not covered on yoshim? And it's not covered on Mishpacha, the Rav doesn't say, the Rav doesn't tell us, he just says covered on Chayim. So who's left?
I'm not sure what this would change and how this would help us, but is it possible that the Yorshim have the primary idea of the Kavura? And that when the Mace dies, the Yorshim really have the Mace of Kavura, and the rest of the family are, let's say...
So that's not clear. In certainly we talk about the Kavura being on the Yorshim. There is such an expression that the Kfura is on the Yoshim in Halach. But that's either because they have the money, because they Yoshim the money, or it's because it's just another way of saying that they're relatives, and they're the closest relatives. So maybe Akar of Karim Kaidim, the closest relatives have the Kfura first. And if they don't do it, so then the next closest relatives, and otherwise it's a Meis Mitzvah. And then Klal Yisrael has to worry about it. But over here, so even if that's true, that the more closely related you are, the more chiyuv kfura you have, but it still doesn't make sense to say that the further relatives have a claim on the closer relatives, that the closer relatives should pay out of their for a nicer funeral in order that the further away relatives should have a kavod. To the extent that they have a stake, then they should be mishtaken. So I thought shot in this Ramah. We'll see, maybe an alternative, but that's at least to be going on. Yeah.
Maybe strange, but can you say that the wife?
The wife.
It's a Yoshim.
Yoshim and Rev Chaim.
So they
be
Chaim
or
Yoshim.
What?
It is the Chaim.
Yeah, Chaim or Yoshim, but it's the wife. Nechatesh is the wife. So let's say the wife. Maybe it's a Haredi publication. We don't want to mention women. So I think there is an alternative.
It's
your first name, right? Your first name. I ordered them out. What?
Iron.
Yeah. There are a lot of irons. Okay, yeah.
It might be because the Yoshim are—they're not saying no. The Yoshim are want the hesped, but they want everybody to pay for it. And the other elders say no. The money has to come from people who otherwise yashin.
Yeah, but why should it come from? Why should the money come from people who otherwise yashin if they're not yashin? So what are they? They're really not yashin. If there's no estate, they're really not yashin. They're just the closest relatives.
They're the closest relatives, and they're agreed to give a hesped. So they have.
Why? The Yoshim don't want to give a hesped. The Yoshim don't want to give a hesped. They give a hesped. Not to talk about. They don't want to give a hesped. But the Bnei HaMishpacha, if the Chayim here are the Bnei HaMishpacha, So if on behalf of the Bnei Mishpacha, we're kind for the Yorshim to pay for the Hesped. I think that's bizarre. I don't think it's tenable that it could be Bnei Mishpacha. And the is not the Yorshim themselves. So who else is there? Last one.
Everybody.
Everybody. So everybody, the whole world. So it's covered for the Kulachai. Like the Rabban said, Kulachai. Yeah, maybe everybody. The only thing that bothered me about everybody is that, like, the whole world, all of mankind, like Kfura, I hear, all of mankind has it's not a covenant, there should be dead bodies riding in the street. But all of mankind is a stake in the Hesped. I thought there's something intermediate. I thought it means the Nesofim. The people who come to the funeral. People come to the funeral and they expect the Hesped. So as the covered for the people at the funeral, they have to provide a Hesped. So that would be a very intuitive shot in the Ramah. Covered a chai means, like you have a Sheva Baruch Shekhar Baruch HaShakol 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 Make a bracha l'kavod and nesofim. People come to the wedding. It's a bracha l'chayyeh and nesofim. So here, people come to the vaya and they're having a hesped. So you have to provide a hesped, and it's designed for the nesofim. The people come, they matriach themselves to come to the hesped. Then they say a mole and that's it. It's not a kavod for the chayyeh. So that's kavod a chayyeh. That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. What rights do they have on the arshim any more than the
nesofim? But it's probably their abundance, but. But for Kovet and Nesofim, I'll tell you in a second maybe where they do have a right. I'll come to that in a second, maybe why they have a claim. But even with, but before we get to the it isn't a kudu, why they should have a claim. I'll address that in a second. But I could hear that there is a concept of Kovet Achaya means, at every funeral you have Mesim and Chayim. That's basically the division by a funeral. You have the Mesim and the Chayim. So if you have to have a Hesped, could be for the Kovet of them, for whose sake is the Hesped being done at the funeral? Is it for the Mace? Is it for the Chai? So that's the Shaila Gemara. You have at every funeral there's a Hesped. For whom is it? Is it for the Mace or is it for the Chai? Now I don't even have to spell it out for Seitzik. That's what it means. Kavod HaChai. It means the people there at the funeral. So that's the Nekudas HaSofik. If it's Kavod HaMace, so then if it's Kavod HaMace, that's the Shaila. Is it Kavod HaMace or is it Kavod HaChai? So let's say, as a working pshat, we'll see. There may be a problem later on. I'm not sure. This is definitely a possible pshat in the Rama. Definitely a possible pshat in the Rama. Yeah,
it's. So then,
some
issue of why
are
the Yorshim responsible? Maybe
you feel the ones who are having to. Right. So if it's so, why are the Yorshim responsible? No. So I think the pshat is in the Chabad. If that's already the pshat, then Yorshim just means because they're the closest relatives. In other words, the Yorshim have the responsibility for the funeral, even if there were no Nepasim, because the Yorshim are the closest relatives, and the relatives have to die at the funeral. But we don't mean Yorshim as opposed to, less. If it meant Yorshim and Bnei Mishpacha, so it doesn't make sense, even if the Yorshim are the closest relatives, but it doesn't make sense to me that the further away relatives have a claim on the Yorshim because we're also relatives and we want covered too, but you pay for it. I can't see. But the Kfur itself falls on the closest relatives, all things being equal. Doesn't fall on them, it'll fall on Kai Yisrael. But if it, the Chatchila, the funeral falls on the Yorshim. Yorshim's just another way of saying there's no money, they're not actually Yorshim anything. The Yorshim is just another way of saying that they're the closest relatives, they have to make the funeral. And L'Kovet HaChayim, they have to provide a Hesped. You have to provide, people come, you have to provide entertainment. So there has to be a Hesped. However, there is an Akudda here, which is maybe what Chesky is starting to touch on, which is it comes out of a strange thing. That the chayim, if it's kavod ames, where is the topic? For whom is the hesped? Is it kavod ames or is it kavod chayim? If it's kavod ames, so we're certainly going to take out of the estate of the mace. But here there is no estate. Will, for kavod ames, if the mace wants a hesped, if for kavod ames, do we have a right to collect from the pockets of the yorshim? For kavod ames, can we? If hesped is yikorei d'shchivi, and it's kavod ames. And the mace left no nechasim. Can we force the Yorshim to pay for a hesped for kavod hames? No, that's perish in the Gemara. The way the Ramah is learning the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says, that the nafkamin is lapuki me Yorshim. If it's kavod hames, we're not moitzi from the Yorshim, if there's no estate. But if it's kavod achayim, then we are moitzi from the Yorshim. So, kanyesh lishol, even if I understand that the audience has a certain claim that there should be a hesped, but how does the audience have a bigger claim than the mace himself? If it's covered on meis, so the Gemara says that we're not mitzi from the yashim. And if it's covered on chayim, then we are mitzi from the yashim. With what do the chayim have a bigger claim on the meis than the masons? Again, if it's covered on meis, then the meis only has a claim on the estate, but he doesn't have a claim beyond that. If there's no estate, the meis has no claim. But if it's covered on chayim, then the chayim have a claim on the yashim to pay out of pocket for hezbin. That's what it says in the Gemara. Nafkamina lapukim yashim, which according to Rama means, if it's covered on meis, we're not mitzi from the yashim. And if it's covered achayim, then we are mitzi from the yashim. How is it that the claim of the chayim, if it's covered achayim, is stronger than the claim of the mace, if it's covered a mace? Why should that be true?
The mace is dead, so who says that there's any concept of a covered with a mace? I say, what's your worry?
Well, if it is covered a mace, that's our suffix. But we're going to say that it is covered a mace. If it's yikar de shchivi, says the Gemara, nafkamino. If it's yikar de shchivi, then we're not mitzi from the yashim. Because even though there's covered a mace, but that doesn't give the mace a right to be mitzi from the yashim. But if it's covered achayim, then we could be mitzi from the yashim. Why do the chayim have a bigger claim than the mace? Yeah.
Maybe there's possibility to a social situation is greater than responsibility to an individual. I mean,
maybe a social situation is stronger. I thought maybe yeah.
I mean, the nesavim are actually contributing something to the yashim.
That's what I think. I think that if we're going to go with this Mahalak and the Ramah, I think the Nesofim have a bigger claim because they came. You know, there's a reciprocity. The Nesofim were nice enough to come to the funeral, and that's also a covet for the family, for the Chayim, for the Mason, whatever exactly is at stake over here. So there's a reciprocity. The Nesofim come to the funeral, but in return, they deserve a nice hesped. And if you don't provide, it's not that's not right. The Nesofim came, and in exchange, you have to give them a hesped. And if you and it's not covered for the Nesofim that the Nesofim should come to the funeral. They're coming here to be mechaber the mace. Like, what are the Nesofim coming for? The Nesofim come. I think in the Brachos of Avelis, even there's a nustuk that by Bichas Avelis, which always we don't say. But in my context, Brachos that they would say after the. In the Rechava, there were brachas they would say, Lechavad and Nesofim, that you know that they came to they came to be mechaber the mace. So the Nesofim came to be mechaber the mace. So that, in exchange, in return, there's a demand on the yashim that they should provide a hesped lechavad achayim. It's a slight, you know, as Bekitzer, it's a slight to the Nesofim who came lechavad mace that the yashim don't care enough about the funeral. The Nesofim cared enough to come. And the Yoshin don't care enough that they should provide to do their share, to provide that the funeral should be coveted. So that's covered achai. And that's not a bigger claim than the mace has. The mace has no claim on the Yoshin. The mace didn't want to come to the funeral. The mace had no claim on the Yoshin, except unless he left an estate. But if he didn't leave an estate, what claim does the mace have on the funeral? That there should be a husband. Maybe they didn't even like him. So the mace doesn't have any claim on the Yoshim. But the Nesofim, who came by dint of the fact that they, by right of the fact, by virtue of the fact that they came, they have a claim on the Yoshim that they should provide a Hesed. I think this is very intuitively. Intuitively working. It works well.
Yeah. Why does the Yoshim know the reason?
Because the Yoshim are the closest relatives. I don't think there's anything else. The Yoshim are the closest relatives, and it goes Hakar Karav Kedem. The Chi of Kur is on the immediate family first, on the Yoshim first. The Yoshim are the closest relatives.
Can we maybe say that according to the Agama, the second Inami, we're a totally new conversation. The second Inami is not whether or not there's going to be a hesped. That was what the first Inami was talking about. The second Inami is there's certainly going to be a hesped, right?
Well, not if nobody pays for it.
What?
There won't be a hesped if nobody pays for it.
The Loshon Yarama is like, look at the Yarshim, what did they have a Sechar Tzadam? There's going to be a Sechar Tzadam. The question is, who's it coming from? So
if it doesn't come to them, who's it going to come from?
If it's Yikar Dechar.
Not me.
No, but maybe like it's taken for granted in the second Inami that whatever the maze says goes. That just the whole question is, meaning, the first Inami was the discussion. If it's Yikar Dechar, then...
If person...
Meaning, in the first Inami, that was the discussion. Who's paying for the husband? Maybe in the second Inami, that's not the discussion. The first Inami was whether or not there's going to be a husband.
Okay.
Second Inami, there's certainly going to be a husband. The whole discussion is whether or not the Yorshim have to pay for it, or whether or not they don't have to pay for it. So if it's their own Yikra, so then it's logical that they have to pay for it, because, meaning, even though they don't want it, they're the ones getting the hanok from here. I mean, once the mace said that's
going to be, I don't see why to give. Fine, but I don't know. Like, why should this hanok be true? Somebody has to pay for the hesped for it to happen. I think so far so good. Yeah, just one word, and then we have to move on. We're getting bogged.
So the Yorshim of the Kiyuv to bury with the Kiyuv of the people of the Chora, they have a Kiyuv to put him in the ground. They don't have a Kiyuv to make sure the people are around, you know, watching him go into the ground.
Once people came, people come. The Svar is a good Svar. I have no question. The Svar is a good Svar. It's very intuitive. It's very misbacked. The Svar is very good. I mean, that's for sure. The child is this Pshat in the Ramah. I think it's a good Pshat in the Ramah. It's intuitive. We'll see the Hemshech in the Ramah. Let's go a little bit further and then we'll revisit this. But the Svar is good. You don't like the Svar? I'm telling you, the Svar is good. Let's go right there. Some prerogatives I have. Oh, it's good also because it's Balabatish. It's close to real life. It makes sense. The Nesofim come the Kavod HaMeis. You can't. It's an insult to the Nesofim. They claim the Kavod HaMeis, and there's no Hesped. The Eastern Mefashi. Here's the problem. The Eastern Mefashi says to Rama another pshat. Eastern Mefashi that he hamet yikovah the shchivi who mafkinim inayah balker chayu mimemoyne the shchivah. There is an estate. In this Istim Mefashi, he says the Ramah, there is an estate. And if it's Kavod HaMeis, then now he's reverting to the regular Pshat in the Gemara. That if it's, when the Gemara said, Nafkimino, Apukim Yorshim, it means if it's Kavod HaMeis, then we are Moisi from the Yorshim, because there really is an estate. But if it's Eliyamit, Yikor, the Chayhu, but if it's Kavod HaChayim, Hokaami, Loi, but you know, Yikor, they say they don't want the Kavod, Loi, Mefkinim, Inayim. So this is the conventional Pshat. This is Rashi Pshat. But in this pshat, who are the chayim? Well, obviously the Yorshim. It's the regular pshat. If it's kavod HaMeis, we might see from the estate. If it's kavod HaChayim, the chayim don't want to pay. So we not might see the kavod HaChayim, because they themselves don't want. So in this pshat, obviously the chayim are the Yorshim themselves. Exactly the same as in Rashi. So fine, as far as it goes. The nekudah here that's a little bit bothering me is that it comes out that the chayim, the meaning of Yikor HaChayim, is now changing in the Ramah. That before, in your first pshat in the Ramah, Yikor HaChayim means the Nesofim. And now in this new pshat in the Ramah, the Istim Mefarshi, new pshat in the Ramah, it's old pshat to us because it's Rashi, in this new pshat in the Ramah, the Chayim are the Yorshim. The Hargosh is that if the Ramah is changing pshat in the word Yikor HaChayim, he should tell us that. No, I don't care that he's changing pshat in the Gemara. He tells us that he's changing pshat in the Gemara. That's okay. But that he's also changing on us the meaning of the translation of the word Chayim. Before Chayim meant the Nesofim, and now all of a sudden Chayim means the Yoshim, and the Ramah doesn't bother to spell it out. That's, I think, a little bit of a rough spot in this understanding, in the way I want to understand the Ramah. So it's not, I don't know if that's a pircha. I think the pshat that I said before is still viable, and it'll be a little bit rough that the Ramah changes on us the meaning of the word Chayim, and it's kilu, maybe it's self-understood, self-explanatory. The Chayim in the first trap means the Chayim in general, meaning the Nesofim, and now Chayim means the Yorshim himself. But at the end of the day, you know, it makes one, you know, it has to make one a little bit give one a little bit pause, and maybe we have to try again. Could there be some pshat in the Ramah that Kavod HaChayim Taka means the Kavod of the Yorshim, and still the first pshat holds that for Kavod HaYorshim, we're mitzi from the Yorshim Bal Korchem, from their own pocket. What could I mean? How could it be that for the kavod of the Yorshim, we're mitzi from the Yorshim?
How could whoever the kavod is for, Jirin Zachiv, on them have that?
What?
Whoever the kavod is for, that Jirin Zachiv, being kavod mace, the mace is.
Yeah, but why? I don't see why that is. A person, everybody likes kavod, but that's based on that belief to die for it. What?
For the Kavod HaMeis, the mace has the chiv to make sure a hesped is provided for him.
Yeah, but for, why for Kavod HaYorshim do the Yorshim have to pay for a hesped?
Because it creates a chiv on them to make hesped, and they can't be mevat on that.
Their Kavod creates a chiv on them. Why does their Kavod create a chiv on them? Why do they have a chiv to worry about their own covet? Most people do without a chiv. But why do they have a chiv to worry about their own covet? Basically, that's the daik about the Yorshim's covet. What?
Maybe the chiv comes from the fact that the Meis said that he wants hesped. And now, like, Mitzvah Kaim Dibra Meis, now that's in stone.
Well, it doesn't Mitzvah Kaim Meis, it says covet Achaim.
No, but covet Achaim is who generates the chiv to pay. I mean, it's like now the Meis is being Mahana than Balkarshan. Like his Mamet said, you come to my son of Balkarshan, so then I still have to pay you. So this Meis is saying, I need a hesped. Okay, now it's going to end up being Gikud Achaim. Okay, so now they have to pay for it. If it's going to be Gikud the Meis, then he has to pay for it. But whether or not there's a hesped, that's totally different. I mean,
it's like food in the mitzvah to be masked.
Okay, we can't make it too. We can't make too many complications of the cheshbon over here. The cheshbon is that if it's covered a mace, it's up to the mace, and if it's covered a chayim, it's not up to the mace. That's we can't just invent that. That's not going to be true. That's the pashas in the Gemara, and okay, I can't be sorry we're going to change that. There's going to be a hesped over here because of covered a chayim. That means the Gemara is the Yibayalu. You see, for the whole Hemshech Gemara, the Yibayalu is for whose sake is the Hesped? You see, for all the Rais, the Gemara brings. You know, Simon Yofel and Mason, Kasei, the whole Sugya, the whole Nidan is for whose sake is the Hesped? Is the Hesped for the sake of the Mason? Is the Hesped for the sake of the Chayim? Now, we have a discussion, you know, Lo Yisoftu, Lo Yikovru, if it's not for the covenant of Mason, what does the Mason care? That's the Nidan. Is it for the sake of the Mason, for the sake of the Chayim? So now we're going, it's for the sake of the Chayim, which, according to the Ramah, apparently, at least from the end of the round, seems to indicate that he also agrees that the Chaim here are the Yorshim. So what's the first Eastern, what's the first shot in the Ramah that for the sake of the whole Hesped is for the sake of the Yorshim, and for the sake of the Yorshim, we're going to be mighty from the Yorshim Bal Karchim.
Maybe the Chiyav of paying and the Chiyav of whether or not there's a Hesped aren't the same. Meaning, the Gemara is dealing in the Inami, it's just not Fukim Yorshim, nothing to do with whether or not there's a Hesped. I mean, who has to pay for it? True, if it's Yukad the Chaim, then it's their entire honor. If it's in the case, it's his entire honor. But whether or not there's a hesped is a different question.
Okay. I have to think over an answer. I don't think that whether or not there's a hesped is the axiomatic. If it's covered a chayim, it should be up to the chayim whether or not there's a hesped.
I'm not sure.
Because if the hesped is not for the mace, then why does there have to be a hesped? No, obviously, if we are mighty from the Yorshim, then there has to be a hesped. But there has to be a hesped that's in the halacha that we're mighty from the Yorshim. That's good for the question. Why does the Ramah take it for granted that if it's covered chayim, we're going to insist on there being a hesped, and we're going to be goyim with the hesped from the chayim? If the hesped is for covered chayim, then why does there have to be a hesped? Wait a second. Let's. It's too much. Let's go on. So what could be? Just give me a second. I think maybe we could say the following. Again, I'm not rejecting the original shot that I said, because the original shot that I said in Svara, I think it's very appealing that the Chaim in the Ramah is the Nesofim, and that's why we might see from the. I think that's a very appealing shot in the Ramah. The downside is that then the translation of Chaim has to change in the Istam of Farshi in the Ramah. Not the end of the world, but not the best thing either. So, gonna try again. So maybe we could say like this. What does Itaka mean that Hesped is covered Achayim? How is the Hesped covered Achayim? So, one way to understand it is That it's like a kamishpacha kind of concept. That, you know, this guy died, Mr. Smith died. And now we're going to have a hesed, and we're going to talk about how great Mr. Smith was, and what a great Talmud Chacham he was, and what a great tzaddik he was, and so on. So, to Mr. Smith it doesn't matter, because Mr. Smith has other things on his mind. But the family as a whole basks in the reflected glory of having had such a great relative like Mr. Smith. So let's call it a chayim. That's like a mishpacha, you know, the mishpacha as a whole is benefits from the fact that everybody's buried together in the Beis HaKfaris, this is their Smith Chelko, and they have something from it. So here also, the fact that we're maspid Mr. Smith reflects well on all of the relatives of Mr. Smith, and maybe it's good for the Shidduchim, for Mr. Smith's Seinekuch, that they had such a great grandfather, and so on and so forth. That's one way to understand. I think maybe there's another way to understand, which is that run that you're alluding to. That it doesn't mean that. It means like this. About the Hespers, that means about Mr. Smith. So, but Mr. Smith really doesn't care, because Sayyich Beslein, he knows, and it's Sayyich Beslein, whatever, Mr. Smith is doesn't really matter that much to Mr. Smith. But it's Kovod HaChayim that they should do the right thing by Mr. Smith. And if the family buries their relative without anybody saying so much as a word, and everybody's hurry to get home and watch the football game, then it doesn't look well for the family that they cared so little about their relative that they just buried him without even asking. So that's Kovod HaChayim. The Kovod HaChayim is not that the more we'll be masked, the more the prestige of the family will grow. Kilo, the hesped was about the family. The hesped's about the mace, and we'll be mishabeach the mace, and it's covered in the sense that they're giving to the mace. So what does it mean that it's covered a chai? It means they're giving cover to the mace. But the mace doesn't really care. The reason why there's an Indian to give cover to the mace is that it's a covered for the family that they're menschlich enough that they give cover to their kovim rather than not give cover to the kovim when the time comes. So that's the meaning of Kovod HaChayim. Kovod HaChayim means it's a menschlichkeit. The Kovod is the Kovod that's given to the mace, but the Kovod is given to the mace for the sake of the Chayim, that the Chayim should look like good citizens who give Kovod to the mace, the way good people are supposed to do. That could very well be. It bears also, by the way, just in the Pshat Tovna, but it bears later on in the Gemara, on the Pshat in the Gemara later, where the Gemara says that Lehovi Le'orim Tachrichim, the Gemara says, we're malin the mace to be Lehovi Le'orim Tachrichim. The Gemara says, what if it's covered a chayim, so why are we malin the mace? So the Gemara says that it's not a zilzul for the mace. If it's what we do for covered a chayim is not a zilzul for the mace. So what's the Pshat in that Gemara? What does that mean? Does it mean that if there's Orim Tachrichim, so now the family has covered that there's Orim Tachrichim? They're the Smith family's funerals are nice funerals with and the mace also has something from that the Smith family has prestige. Or the way I'm saying now, that's not the pshat. Pshat is Orim Tachrichim is about a kovod mace, but the mace doesn't really care. But it's kovod, but it's good for the family that they do their mechabed the mace with Orim Tachrichim and mail. It's not also for the mace either. We'll revisit that when we come to that shtuk gemara. What? Yeah, but maybe that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means, because otherwise, in a certain way, the Gemara is hard to understand. Why is it not zilzul ameis to be mechaber the family? So it means because the mace likes it, like sorah, like Gemara says, sorah, nichalul the sorah. Maybe. But I think I would say the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that if it's whatever is done for kavod achayim, the mace doesn't really care. But whatever is done for kavod achayim is not zilzul ameis, because it's the kavod over here means something. And even though it's kavod ameis, which doesn't really mean anything, but the kavod ameis. Is mechabed. Anyway, at the end of the day, I'm sort of saying it's lav dafka. That's what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is that it's covered. The kavod achayim is not a zilzul for the mace. That's good for the Gemara means, because the kavod achayim at the end of the day it nourishes from the fact that they're mechabed the mace. So therefore, it gives zilzul for the mace to be mechabed the chayim by their being mechabed the mace. So kolz nichnas l'divrei Gemara. Akapar, if we'll say like that. So then already, perhaps we could understand, it's not so far-fetched to say that based in, if it was like the prestige of the family to have a nice funeral, what a great zeta they had. So why would based in step in? If the family doesn't care, why would based in step in? But if that's not the pshat is the covered Meshitchi is they're talking about the mace and they're being mechaber the mace. What it means when we say Kavod HaChayim is that the mace doesn't care, but it's that menshtuch of the family to be mezalzel in the mace. So the self-respect of the family demands that they do the proper thing by the mace. It's just it's not civilized behavior to not be mechaber for a family, not to be mechaber their mace, and that's the meaning of Kavod HaChayim. You Kavod HaChayim. So then I could hear that the Ramah, at least in the first Pshat, held that maybe that's something that Beis Din will insist on. Beis Din will be kofer that the family behave in a civilized way, that the family behave in a menschliche way. It's Kavod HaChayim, meaning basic, the basic self-respect of the family should be that they're mechaber there and the mechaber their mace. And ad kedei kach, that if the family doesn't respect themselves enough to give cover to the mace, then Beis Din will say, that's not the way civilized people behave. Civilized people are mechaber their mace. Just out of their own sense of self-respect. And that's such an imperative that Beis Din could be claimed from that also. And then the Eastern Mepharshis, they know, we're talking about Kavod, they want to behave, no, even that. That's the Eastern Mepharshi in their Emma. So anyway, Hayotzi is that we have to stop now, but we have 5 minutes. But Kapadu, I have two alternative Pshatim in the Emma. You know, each one has advantages and disadvantages. What exactly is the Kavod HaChayim in the Ramah? The first Mahalach was Kavod HaChayim is Kavod and Nesofim. Mesfar liked it very much. And that's why for that Kavod, we might see even from the pocket of the mace, because the Nesofim are coming to have a claim on the mace. The stars they like. The only chisaron is that it comes out that then in the Istam of Farshi, where the Ramah reverts to their conventional shot, the Rashi's shot, so the types of Kavod, the translation of Kavod HaChayim has to change from Kavod HaNesofim to Kavod HaYoshim. And then plan B in the Ramah is that the Olam Kavod HaChayim means Kavod HaYoshim. And the difference, but Kavod HaYoshim doesn't mean that they aggrandize themselves by puffing up the mace. Kavod HaChayim means that it's that basic self-respect demands that they treat the mace the way civilized people do, and that they're mechaber the mace. And for a family not to be mechaber the mace may not care, but for a family not to be mechaber the mace degrades the family. They're not even behaving in such a civilized way. Every civilized person is mechaber their mace. If Zayda dies, they're mechaber their mace. A family that doesn't care enough to be mechaber their own mace, it's degrading for the family to behave in such a way. And Tutsoyim and the Ramah are the first Mahalach and the Ramah held that's such a basic requirement of civilized behavior that Beis Din is kaifa in that. Beis Din is kaifa, they say, be a mensch and pay for Hespedim. You're such a cheapskate. So you don't want to pay for Hespedim by your own relative's funeral. Beis Din will say, don't be such a cheapskate. You have to behave like a mensch. And the Eastern Mepharshi in the Ramah is that maybe not even. No, they don't want, they don't have to. And that would be the two Mahalachim and the Tutsoyim and the Ramah. Okay, let's read a few more lines of Gemara, maybe just to be able to say that we did. Tashma vayomer Avram lispeg besar v'liv kaisa. Yamed mishum yikar dechayu. So the Gemara asks, if it's mishum yikar dechayim, mishum yikar d'Avram mashu leil asara. For the kavod of Avram, they were mashu asara. So the Mayan says, Sarah Kufa Nichola, Kihechi de Miyaka Bavram. There's a Shiloh, just a Pshat. I'm going to flag it now because it really maybe we'll be able to talk about it better later in the Gemara. Is this Svar the Gemara is saying now, that was Sarah Kufa was Nichol, that they should be Miyaka Bavram? Is this the same Svar that the Gemara says later on by Lovely Aaron Matatim, where the Gemara says, or is this a different svar? It's not the same svar. If it's not the same svar, why do we need, what's wrong with the svar that Gemara says later on? Or later on, why can we say the svar that we say? But it sounds like two different svars. Svar is nichlo de miyakav Avram, and the Gemara says later on, kol ha'isim l'chvaydish l'meis ein b'mishum b'zoyim l'meis. Kol ha'isim shum b'kavar ha'chayim ein b'zoyim l'meis. Is it the same svar? Is it different svars? If it is different svars, why do we need different svars? So maybe that will stop. We'll stop with that. We'll just that. Or. Okay, I thought this